Ketchikan City Management recommended an across-the-board rate increase of 4%. That affects everyone, from individual residents to the largest fish processor. On top of that, though, management wanted processors to start paying a metered rate of 75 cents per 1,000 gallons of water. That would generate about $179,000 more revenue for the water division, which has been operating at a deficit for many years. Predictably, the fish processors weren't happy with that suggestion. John Skobelik of Trident Seafoods reminded the council that last year it voted for an 8% rate increase across the board and indicated it would continue with 8% increases the following 2 years.
The 8% choice balances the budget by 2016. The choice honors the working agreement that was made between the previous city council and the processors. Processors make choices too. Please don't push us to make choices that will further exacerbate the city budget issues. All choices have consequences. Some choices result in unintended consequences.
Paul Sear of EC Phillips also spoke for the 8% increase. He says his company is working on a plan to reduce water use, but that will take time and money. Given that time, he says,
when you guys just bring the meter rates on, we can better handle that rather than just springing it on us like this.
Councilmember Bob Sievertson led the rally to charge processors more. He argues that residential customers have been carrying too large of a burden for too long, and it's time for the biggest users to start paying. He cited a water rate study conducted a few years ago for the city by an outside consultant.
In that study, they were saying the processors should have gone up 400% and the residential rate should have gone down due to the service that was being provided.
The other side of the argument was a strong reluctance to change the plan at the last minute without adequate notice to the processors that they might be paying significantly more. Here's Councilmember Judy Zenge responding to Sievertson's arguments.
Bob, you sat at the same table as I did and agreed for the 3-year increase. So all I'm saying is now we seem to be changing that on people, and it seems like we always do that. I think if we decide to do something, we should stick to it. That's all I'm saying.
Sievertson proposed a metered rate for fish processors of 40 cents per 1,000 gallons rather than the recommended 75. That failed. Councilmember Dave Kiefer then proposed a metered rate of 32 cents per 1,000 gallons on top of the base rate increase. That initially failed, but then it was brought back for reconsideration and passed, with Councilmembers Dick Coos and Matt Olson voting no. That motion basically provides processors with the 8% increase they had asked for, but through a metered system. Kiefer argues that it gets everyone used to the idea of metering for large industrial users, and the rates can be adjusted in the future. Because of the changes made to the proposed water rate ordinance, City Manager Carl Amelon says he'll bring a revised version back to the council at its next meeting. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.